Hi, Rosie.
Hi, Bing.
Who's going to blast off today, you or me?
Why don't you blast off?
Okay, here we go.
It's wonderful, it's marvelous. You should care for me. It's awful nice, it's paradise. It's what I love to see. You've made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for feeling amorous. Oh, it's wonderful, it's marvelous that you should care for me. You go blaming me for getting amorous. It's wonderful, it's marvelous that you should care for me.
Today, clap hands, everyone. We continue with Captain Celeste Hayden's exercise for office workers.
The ladies at home can join in too, can't they?
Well, why not? I'd love to have them participate.
And these exercises all take place while you're seated, ladies.
Yep. Pull up a chair and exercise.
But one warning, one word here to people listening in cars. Please don't join in. You just listen, please.
Unless you're parked.
Yes. Now, yesterday we took up the shrug and the leg lift. Today we start with the finger exercise. You stretch your arms straight out. Straight out now, your arms. Now lock your elbows over your typewriters, girls.
Arms straight out, locking arms over typewriters.
Now, fling your hands about as if shaking water off them.
I'm flinging.
This is good.
Keep going. Do it 5 or 10 times.
Bing, I think officers that go for this exercise break ought to have a warning sign out in front.
Yeah, you do? What for?
Yeah, well, someone walking in seeing all the secretaries shaking their hands over their typewriters like this is apt to think that they've all suddenly flipped.
Well, you might be right. Now, if you want an exercise that isn't so exhibitionist, here's one that doesn't call so much attention to you. This is a good exercise that Miss Hayden recommends. It's called the foot exercise.
How does that go?
Well, you grip the insides of your shoes with your toes, and then you press down hard.
Grip inside of shoes with toes, then press down hard. Hey, this is a sneaky one.
Top secret, unless you're wearing transparent shoes.
Yeah, plastic jobs.
Now, just keep your feet under your desk. Exercise on the sly. You keep your toes gripped like that in a tense position for 3 or 4 seconds. Then, release toes.
There they go.
One of mine didn't release.
Well, you must have a hole in your side. Anyhow, you repeat that 4 or 5 times, and your feet are going to feel better. I guarantee you.
Grip, release. Grip, release. Hey, this is all right.
Just a thing for tired toes.
I hate to break up the exercise break here now, but it's time for music.
It's late, and I'm stuck with a heart that is coming apart at the seams. Given the game up, but life is a frame up of dreams. I miss my baby so much. Guess I've got a touch of the blues. I find that I'm sharing a rut with some gloom you could cut with a knife. Walking in glory, but such is the story of life. I miss my baby so much. Guess I've got a touch of the blues. the door would open and bring me a wild surprise. I wish the coast were clear now, wish that he were here now, looking up through half-closed eyes. It's strange how a world goes contrary with one temporary goodbye. One change, and I'm making up rhymes, wondering how many times can I die. Guess I've got a touch of the blue. I miss my baby so much. Guess I've got a touch of the blue.
You know, being the panel shows are getting a big play today, why don't we cash in on their popularity?
Now you're talking Bing's favorite subject, money.
I'm game, Ken. What'll we do?
Well, you and Rosie will be the panel, and I'll play the mystery guest.
Swell. That sounds like fun.
All right. Here we go with the first clue. It starts with a product that's got a tongue but can't talk.
I got it. You own a delicatessen.
Oh, no, it's not that. Let's please concentrate a little harder. I save families oodles of money and give them years of added walking comfort.
That's easy, Ken. You're a shoe repairer whose modern equipment and skilled craftsmanship gives old shoes a new lease on life.
And you got it almost right now. What are the products I use?
Cat's Paw, of course. Products that have meant happy walking to millions for more than 57 years. Quality material like non-slip Cat's Paw soft, resilient heels and soles. And lighter than leather. Lighter than rubber microlite soles by Cat's Paw. The best for all the family shoes.
Correct. You're a winner. And folks, you can be a winner too. For shoes that need mending, just visit the shoe repairer who displays a famous Cat's Paw cap and ask for Cat's Paw by name. Be sure to look for top quality Cat's Paw products on new shoes, too.
I peeked in to say goodnight. And then I heard my child in prayer. And for me some scarlet ribbons. Scarlet ribbons for my hair. All the stores were closed and shuttered. All the streets were dark and bare. In our town, no scarlet ribbons, not one ribbon for her hair. Through the night, my heart was aching just before the dawn was breaking. I peeked in and on her bed, in gay profusion lying there. Lovely ribbons, scarlet ribbons, scarlet ribbons for her hair. If I live to be 200, I will never know from where came those lovely scarlet ribbons. Scarlet ribbons for her hair.
There's one thing most everybody agrees about, and that's cold distress. When you've got it, you want to relieve it fast. And here's how to do that. Listen.
Movie stars can't let cold and sinus congestion spoil their performance. So what do they do? Listen to Rod Cameron's answer.
When my head gets stopped up from cold and sinus trouble, I take the new medicine for those miseries. New four-way cold tablets. Today's four-way contains a decongestant to drain sinus congestion while it relieves cold distress. Then you feel better fast.
Tests show four-way acts faster than any other leading cold or sinus tablet. In minutes, four-way speeds pain-relieving medicine all through your body. In the same time, no trace with other brands. Only four-way starts so fast to relieve muscular pains, reduce fever, relieve headache without upsetting stomach. And four-way drains sinus congestion to restore free breathing, too. Right, Rod Cameron?
It sure is. With four-way, I start to feel better right away.
To relieve cold miseries while you drain sinus congestion, get new four-way. Fastest acting of all the leading cold and sinus tablets. New improved formula, same familiar package. Only 39 cents.
Here's a song written by a friend of mine, Paul Coy, who was the chef at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel in Honolulu. It's called Once Again, and the lyrics are by Portia Nelson. Vince Terry, an Italian-Hawaiian guitarist, gives the steel guitar a good going over in this selection.
Once again, aloha, whisper soft and low. Let me hear aloha again before you go. Brush away the teardrops. There's no need to cry.
Exercises?
Yeah, now this one really should cause a stir. If you walked into an office full of people doing this one, why, you'd really do a double take.
You mean this is wilder than that finger shaker?
You better. This one is called angles.
Angles?
Angles. Now first you lift one foot slightly off the floor.
Up you go.
Now you draw a circle in the air with the toe of your shoe.
Oh, I can see where this would attract attention.
Got to. Now you repeat with the other foot. You repeat with each foot 5 to 10 times.
Imagine walking into an office and seeing everybody waving their feet at you.
I think it's a new form of greeting or something. A greeting imported from Tibet or Pango Pango or some far-off land.
Potential Peace Corps workers rehearsing an odd but friendly hello.
Yes, I'll check with Horace Sutton. We can kid about these exercises, but they can be very important. They take a little time, and they can accomplish a lot. They'll stir the circulation, I guarantee this, and they'll firm up the muscles.
And these exercises are very relaxing.
Yeah, that's what causes tension, you know, the lack of relaxation.
And with tension comes fatigue, so you get some exercises right at your desk. You just see if you don't feel better.
Oh, this is great. This is a very modern approach. I can remember when all the exercise office girls got was leaping over the filing cabinets.
Or dashing down the corridor.
With the office wolf in hot pursuit.
A form of exercise not recommended anymore.
No, it's much too emotional.
Yes.
What's emotional on the music stand now?
Well, let's blend in something, shall we, Rosie?
I'm for that.
We thought that love was over, that we were really through.
I said I didn't love her, we'd begin anew.
And you can all believe me, we sure intended to.
But we just couldn't say goodbye.
The chair and then the sofa, they broke right down and cried.
The curtains started waving for me to come inside.
I tell you confidentially, the tears were hard to hide.
And we just couldn't say goodbye.
The clock was striking 12 o'clock. It smiled on us below.
With folded hands, it seemed to say, we'll miss you if you go. So I went back and kissed her. When I looked around, the room was singing love songs, dancing up and down.
And now we're both so happy, because at last we found
that we just couldn't say goodbye. Love songs, dancing up and down.
And now we're both so happy, because at last we found
that we just couldn't say goodbye.
Aloha for today, folks. Rosie and I now relinquish these facilities.
Until tomorrow, that is. Same time, same station. Shall we get together?
Thanks for dialing us in. See you tomorrow.
Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Calls Music may be heard over these same stations each weekday, Monday through Friday. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.